Good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. What a good way to start the weekend off, listening to Western Swing and other things, and us having the opportunity to talk about fun stuff like hunting and fishing and camping. Now, if you hear any road noise, I'm in my pickup. I've actually been checking a trail camera in a remote area down here off the Trinity River. I've got an area that I've been baiting for hogs. And I'll come out here at usually midday, whenever I can get loose. It's about, 6 miles from my house. But I'll get out here and put about a third of a five-gallon bucket full of cracked corn, or sometimes whole corn, scatter it around. The hogs are hitting it about 30 minutes before dark every night. I've got one hog that I'm going to post a picture of this one, a trail camera picture, on High Plains Public Radio this week. You can go there each week, and the archive of these shows are readily available. But this hog, his ears look almost like they're silk. I mean, you're going to have to look at this picture to see what I'm talking about. But it's an awesome hog, probably about 150-pound boar. I think he'll make some great eating. And that's the one I hope to harvest here in a couple of nights. If he stays on this pattern of showing up just before dark, I'm going to have a Ruger number one in 270, and I'm going to be hit about 50 yards and try to put this rascal on the meat pole. He should make some great pork chops. That's a thought that some people say, you can't eat the boars. Well, I'm here to tell you that if it's a fat boar, healthy, young, I mean, there are, if a boar is old, wild hog is old and going downhill, you probably, may not make the best pork. But gosh, I've made pork chops and ham and, smoked ham and sausages out of many a boar. And I'll tell you, they're great eating, or they can be, if they're good, healthy hog that you harvest. But there's a lot of ways to hunt hogs down here. The most popular, I'd say in the last 8 to 10 years, is the use of an AR rifle, semi-auto rifle, and thermal, a thermal scope. Thermal is by far the best night vision, but it's somewhat expensive. I use a Photon XT, and that's a digital scope that you can use day or night. At night, it works off of an IR, an infrared. You set it up, and there's different levels of intensity for the IR on this Photon. But it's an awesome tool for night hunting. If you're not making shots over, 125 yards, I've never killed one that far out. Most of them that I set up to hunt, I've got them baited in within, say, 50 yards. Majority of them are killed around 50 yards that I hunt. But I'd feel very comfortable with this Photon XT, shooting out to 125, maybe 150 yards. Nothing wrong with any style, any way that you want to remove hogs. They're a nuisance. But, I was raised up in the country on a farm, and my dad and I helped a lot. We would raise 6 or 8 hogs every year, butcher 2 or 3, and sell 2 or 3. And to me, I've never got through my head that hogs are vermin. Now, wild hogs here in Texas, if you talk to most people, especially farmers, they are a problem, and they have to be kept in check. So the use of AR, semi-automatics, thermal vision or thermal scopes at night, I understand all that. And folks, those guys will kill way more hogs than I do, because I'm looking to make one perfect shot on one hog at a time, because my ultimate goal is not to get him off my wheat field, it's to put him in the freezer. So you probably get my idea. Bow hunting hogs is hands down the most exciting way, because you're within 20, 25 yards of a hog when you're using your bow. So much fun to be sitting back in the woods usually over a corn feeder, and hear those leaves rustling, or maybe hear one hog hit another one with his snout, and that one will squeal back in the woods, and you just get ready. I mean, if you have any adrenaline, that kind of hunting will get it going. Well, we're getting pretty close to being out of time, folks. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking outdoors.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Pyramid Air, Sitemark, maker of the Photon RT, Catfish Bubblegum, Base Camp Leasing, and Striper Express on Lake Texoma.